Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Yeah. Sarah and Vinny, yeah. Alice's morning show. Yeah. Oh, my God. Vinny is sick.
That's what I need.
So,
some morning motivation.
Johnny Mosley, who never shuts up, is filling in this morning. Oh my God.
Drop and give me 20, Sarah.
I will not, sir. I honestly don't believe I can do one push up. And I'm
Let's see you try.
I'm not even going to try because I wouldn't want to break a sweat.
You can do it, Sarah. No, I can't. At least five.
Don't be silly.
Easily.
Don't be silly.
It's
please.
A day maker. Push ups in the morning.
Yeah.
But dang, it's hard to do.
Yeah. How many did you guys just do? Macho.
I didn't count.
About 80. What'd you do? 85, something like that. Mm-hmm.
Maybe 100.
That's quick. That was a quick 100, quick 80.
Yeah, we're fast. You
My poor kids, when I'm on the road, yes. I FaceTime in the morning, mm-hmm. and I'm like, push-ups, let's go. I'm trying to develop one of those push-up challenges, you know, like the ice bucket challenge where everyone's like, you know, have you ever been iced? Have you ever been iced?
What do you mean iced?
Have you never been iced? No.
Like someone put an ice cube down your back?
Smearing off ice, you know?
Oh,
it's
no,
like those,
no.
You never even heard of this?
Mm-mm.
I think I've heard of it, but
so
I haven't.
So people basically like take a smearing off ice, which is like a bad wine cooler. That's mm-hmm. like
yeah,
a vodka
sure.
bottled.
Vodka cooler.
Vodka cooler, sweet and gross thing. Mm-hmm. And they stash it in places where you don't know where it is. Like I just saw one recently. And, like, you open up your backpack, and if it's in there, you have to immediately drop to your knee and pound it.
Oh.
You never heard of this?
Mm-mm.
It's classic. It's amazing. So, try to create something like that where when you, instead of having to smear it off ice it, you get to drop and do 20 push-ups. But
20.
I'm very unsuccessful in getting it going.
Yeah. Well, you know, keep working on it, Johnny. Everybody's got to have their dreams.
Yeah. I want to be known for that.
You're known for, but you're already known for something. Mostly people come up with these challenges.
I need something new. I've been hanging on this thing for a while.
Will you stop it? You're always going to be that. Listen, Gilligan was always going to be Gilligan. Johnny Mosley's always going to be the gold medal winner.
Did he die young or what? Is he? I mean,
Bob
Denver? No way it was.
Isn't that his name?
How long did he go? I mean,
I think he's dead.
I feel like people would know for one thing their whole life. They don't. It doesn't.
You don't think they live long enough? So you're known
for. You
gotta
reinvent all the time. Otherwise, you just get depressed.
Oh, do you get depressed?
No, not currently. I'm just protecting myself against the future. How
I
long
see.
Did he go for? Bryn?
He died in 05. From 35 to 05.
Oh, he lived 80
that's
years.
Right.
That's not. Or
70 years.
70 years. Oh, better
that's
math.
Not
better
great.
Math.
You
don't have to
that's not great.
70's not great.
That's not great.
70's not great.
I'm going to have to conduct a study. That was just a cursory hypothesis.
Well, let's, you know, all the Bradys are still alive. They'll always be the Bradys. Oh,
mm-hmm.
no.
But they don't.
The mom and dad
well.
Are both dead.
Oh, the Bradys.
Man,
the Brady Bunch.
This is starting to become like an actual
macabre,
real thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
you.
So you've got to come up with something else then. Well, maybe, you know, listeners could suggest today things.
I like
that, new things that Johnny Mosley could be known for.
A legit second act that's got to be bigger than the first.
A second
or
act
equal.
For you. Is it difficult? Do you feel that you peaked in your early 20s? I'm not kidding.
Well, maybe.
You know what? Here's what's going to be your second act.
What's that?
And I actually think this is true. It just struck me. Your kids are both sort of, they're fascinating. Just the few things I've seen of them, like they're both, they both have this like kind of killer instinct and especially your older son, like he's a kind of a go for it dude, but is a sweet, kind boy as well. I think they're going to be your second act. I think you're going to be, you know, the guy who raised this next generation of You know,
and that would be, that's a great point. And honestly, that is, if you can make that work, like you can bring up like healthy,
yes,
happy kids,
right?
Then that
who
is,
also
that
make
is,
a mark
that
though.
Is
I
a
think
huge
that,
second act.
Do either of them have the
boom,
the basic talent to maybe follow in their father's footsteps in skiing and of some kind? Or?
Yeah, to my delight, they both have like
some natural
gifts. So in many different ways, so right, they could potentially go somewhere in that.
Do you worry that they might also peak in their early 20s and then spend the rest of their lives trying to figure out what their second act is?
Well, I do think about when they are like doing all the different sports I love to do and introduce them to. I do think about sports that have longevity, mm-hmm, just because I love the sport I do, and skiing is a great long-term sport. Like
you
can
do
ski
it until your 80s.
But I was done competing by the time I was 26, right? Mm-hmm. So that's pretty young. Like if you focus your whole life on something, to have it then be the thing you love to do and you do well, to be basically done at 26.
Right.
So, I mean, it's nice some of these sports where you can do it into your late 30s, you know, into your 40s.
Sure.
Even, you know,
right.
And so, or never mind, get out of sports, get into a career where you can do it, like, I mean, right, like this radio gig, you can do until you're like 75.
Turns out,
or whatever,
like,
you're,
I really did think
80, I mean,
you
whatever
know,
you, however old you are, I don't know.
I'm 80 or something. I'm pushing 80, right? Staring down the barrel.
But anyway, I do think about that stuff.
Yeah.
But I try not to influence it too much. But,
yeah,
it's fun. They
maybe
love
some listeners can come up with something like specific for your second act in life.
It's, I can't wait to hear about it.
It is interesting.
Twitter at, what is it? How do they?
Twitter?
How do they get a hold of us?
Just 800-400-3687.
Oh, they can call in.
No, they can call in, but they can just text us.
Yeah.
That would be. And all morning long. I think we'll have
oh, the
maybe
text.
We'll
that's
have,
what I read, this
we'll
text.
Have
I'm a little
DeJesus.
Rusty.
Maybe DeJesus can read the,
yeah,
the text today.
Yeah.
I can if you want me to. Or you can. I think Johnny would be great at it. So.
Yeah, I can't remember how we do it.
Okay,
normally,
you can read them.
Mm-hmm.
You got to highlight the ones because it is hard. They're page yeah after. Just highlight the ones that you think are good.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
you know, don't just hand them the. Because Vinny will actually go through and read every single one, but it's hard. I think
it's
that's
a lot
difficult.
At once, like I'll give you texts like every hour, so I can highlight them to help
yeah
you
well
out.
Well, now you just laid down a taunt. What does Vinny do? I want to be like Vinny.
Yeah,
at least,
I think Johnny
you know
can handle
I mean
that. Just,
well, he can handle it.
I'm very competitive over here.
Okay, or you know,
no,
maybe
just,
your second act you could be less competitive.
Just all
I don't know.
I ask is you yeah delete the negative ones. You
okay
know, a little sensitive. No, I'm kidding. Jesus.
Whatever you want me to do.
To Jesus.
So yesterday we cut some Johnny Mosley podcast. Johnny's very, you're a busy guy. I'm actually super psyched that you were able to fill in today for Vinny because generally you're a hard guy to nail down, especially this time of year. This is your time of year. So we cut more than one usually when we get you into the studio to do some Johnny pods. We wind up having to do a bunch of them. So yesterday we cut one that's going to air Monday that has part of our AP team, Brandon, who's Brandon is a big runner, and but Nicole came over too, and actually at one point they took off on the electric bikes, Specialized,
yeah.
Carmella, ding ding, give me a ding ding over there, shame, ding ding, and they went to Starbucks. Oh, someone else went got some coffee too, and that was Johnny. He was out of his mind yesterday.
I was
like, I've never seen you so energetic.
Yeah, well, I went to the gym in the morning,
yeah,
and I was sore going to the gym. So usually that gives me a ton of energy, but sometimes if I'm really tired, it will work against me. And right as I was coming over to do the podcast, I was like bonking. So I hit myself some Starbucks,
mm-hmm,
and it maybe worked too well.
It was great. I like when you're all amped up like that. You were, you know, mile a minute. So anyway, so Brandon was on. He's going to be on Monday's podcast episode. But Nicole was hanging out all day.
Mm-hmm.
And as we were talking to Nicole a little bit, like, her new name is DeJesus.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, that's where you're going.
She's got, yeah. So just from now on, I'm going to try and not call you Nikki or Nicole,
mm-hmm,
which I don't even know if Nikki's okay. I've been calling you that. But DeJesus was just like we
golden.
It was
baby
golden.
Jesus.
Yeah.
And that's what they used to call her in
high school.
In school.
Yeah.
Wait, I was trying to think of it actually last night. What you were trying to explain how it's actually pronounced?
Yeah, how
yeah,
do you
so
think?
So a lot of people say it's DeJesus or DeJesus is what people
right
in high school called me, or the common one is DeJesus.
DJ-su.
Yeah.
DJ-su.
Wait. Yeah. What is the way you're like you pronounce it?
I just say DJ-su.
DJ-su.
Yeah.
You do, even though it's DeJesus.
Yeah, when people read it, they say it like that. And so I'm just like, oh, DJ-su.
We're going to Jesus.
Yeah,
we thought totally it was just delightful yesterday. Yeah. It was fun. Brandon was excellent on the podcast.
Oh, Brandon, I ran from my car to here this morning. Oh, it was painful.
How far away did you park?
A block.
Huh.
And it was like, I'm so, everything right now is so stiff. I'm really starting to feel the effects of old age.
Yeah.
Like, just trying to run that far without, like, you know, warming up was... It was like,
I thought there is no warm up. I thought you guys were saying yesterday there's no more warming up. There's no more stretching. There's no more.
But Brandon, you could probably get up in the morning and just go like straight out and start running, or do you have to walk for a while first?
It hurts for a little while.
Okay, still.
Yeah,
even as you're 24.
Even at, how old are you?
24.
24. Yeah. I used to jog every morning, like when I was on tour and you know competing. I'd jog, well, not always long,
burn
but
some
I'd get
energy,
up
man.
And I'd go jogging for like 10 to 15 minutes, right?
Sure.
Even in the freezing cold,
just
like
get that
sub-zero.
Heart going.
Yeah, because it gets you going. It
you
allows
your heart
you,
beating
you know
out
what,
of your
one
chest.
Of the reasons I used to do it is because it would allow me to eat more. Because like you get the metabolism going,
yeah.
And then, because the problem is if you're out training by 10 a.m., you're starving to death.
Mm-hmm.
And then what are you going to do? You're out on the hill. You can't stop to eat.
Then you have like a power bar. And
or you're about to compete at like 10:30 a.m.
Oh.
When you finally get through training and your run's up and your like stomach is, and you're starving. And it's,
that's
then your brain
you're not
goes.
Hungry for winning.
Yeah, exactly.
Or you're like, I'm so hungry to get to the bottom of the hill and actually eat something.
Well, I guess it's probably just a combo of nerves and.
Yeah.
And hunger, but you blame it on hunger.
You ever barf from
nervousness? I blame everything on hunger.
Well, it is the thing.
I have barfed right before I've run, yeah. And won.
Oh.
Yeah. I think barfing actually...
Lighten the load a little?
I actually think barfing...
Where did you barf? Like, into the snow?
Yeah. That's the convenient thing about skiing. Just throw it right over the fence there.
Oh.
Right at the top. But I think barfing... I've barfed before different events before. I think what it does... I have a theory about it.
Okay.
I think it even, you know, it lightens your load clearly, but I think it fires up your pelvic floor, like all your internal muscles.
Sure.
Which is hard to do when
you can even get cramps.
Kind of warms you up.
Sure.
Yeah, because it's like to
like
get
an
that
internal
violent, internal, like, you know, pump in there.
Do you? Is it just like
so?
Does it just come out, or are you trying to force the barf?
Because no, I was like, I can remember doing it twice.
That
one of them, I just remember being. Nervous or, you know,
nauseous.
Like, I don't know what.
Happened
I don't,
at the
you
Olympics?
Don't know what. No, it wasn't the Olympics. It was just a random competition.
I see.
I don't know
you
why.
You just tossed it over the fence?
Yeah, who knows?
What about...
I have also, the two times I remember barfing, one was nerves and I was younger. And then the other time was, I was up all night with food poisoning and actually, I won that contest, too, in, like, a critical situation. I had to win to get to the O2 Olympics. And just so happened, we were, like, in, I don't know, we were in the Pyrenees or something like that. And I went out the night before and had dinner and spent all night puking.
Oh.
And I had, but it was, like, the most important competition of my second half of my career.
Do
and
you
I,
think
and I won that contest.
That the reason.
So it's weird.
That
yeah.
I actually think that sometimes distraction, like a physical ailment, can take your mind off the thing that you have to do.
Yeah.
You feel so horrible that your body just does the thing that it knows how to do. And you're not overthinking it because you're more worried about, like, you know, not having diarrhea.
Yeah.
On the slope.
And you might, exactly. And you might even be, there's part of it, might you just might be resigned. Like, you might be like, oh, God. Like,
right.
It can't get any worse than this.
Sure.
Like, whatever.
I'm just going to do what I got to do.
And
muscle
then,
memory will take over.
Exactly.
You're not even fighting it. You're not fighting that. You're fighting the internal thing.
Exactly.
So you just go, and your knees, and you're pumping, and you do the thing, and
put you
land
in the flow
it
state
and,
automatically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flow state. That's not...
So there you go. Stick two fingers down the throat if you want to win.
Don't do that.
What, I was going to say, we must have a resident... You guys ever have a sports psychologist call in or any scientists that know this stuff?
If there's a sports psychologist listening right now, please call us. 800-400-3697. Please don't pretend to be a sports psychologist. There's people who call... Yes, I am a sports psychologist. Let me tell you what's happening. Yeah, I don't know who's, you know, I don't have like a list of who's listening.
No, I didn't just know you never had anyone call it.
No, no. Yeah. You know, we just don't do that much sports psychology on the show when you're not
That's
here.
Weird.
When you're here, we do.
Yeah.
You know, we do the things
Your
that sort of fit you.
Your listeners are psyched that I'm here.
Well, they are.
So far, I've
I
really...
mean, look, we all, I feel bad for Vinny. Yesterday he was like a hoodie man.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Just like all kind of hunkered down. And God damn it, that coronavirus thing is everywhere.
Yeah.
It's like everywhere you turn now. Even this morning when you sneezed at Vinny's desk, he's like, oh, I just put the coronavirus all over his
Vinny,
desk.
Vinny, I sneezed all over your pens, dude. Sorry.
Oh, no.
It's corona pens. That's what they
You don't have a cold, though. That was just like a morning dust, a dust sneeze.
Yeah. That was a dust sneeze. But I have to say this, it's kind of gnarly. Like I spent, when I was on the road for a few weeks, I was sick the whole time, like pretty bad. And every Uber I would get in, you know, sometimes I'd be like, achoo, sneeze. And I'd just feel the Uber driver like put the window down and just lean his head over to the left a little bit. I mean, can you imagine if you're an Uber driver?
With just all
That's
manner
rough.
Of people.
Oh, yeah. People just getting in and out of your car and you're just like, oh, please, I don't want the coronavirus.
If I was an Uber driver, I wouldn't want to drive at night. That's when all the trouble happens, you know, that like you, like, I don't want to be the guy who picks someone up from a bar because they're too drunk to drive because
yeah.
I really like my car and I don't want to have to hose it out tonight.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Those are brave people,
That's
the
when,
Uber
they
drivers.
Get, they get paid more, though, I think, during those surge prices because, you know, that time.
Well, because everyone's going to barf in their car.
Right. And they get paid, I think, for a reimburse a few $100 if somebody barfs in your car.
Oh, is that mm-hmm. so?
Yeah.
Uber actually pays you. If you can,
it's like an insurance type thing.
I see.
That's covered.
I think they I think they charge the customer if they barf in the car, don't they?
That makes sense. Yeah.
Oh,
I think
they should.
Think
that
all works. I think sure. if you barf in the car, you
yeah,
pay.
They do.
Yeah.
Oh, what
yeah.
do they charge? Oh, you act like you
no,
know.
That's never happened to me.
Oh, yeah.
Are you sure to Jesus?
Yeah, I'm pretty positive.
It's a surcharge.
Yeah, the barfing surcharge.
Are you guys gonna get one of those masks if we indeed get to that point? Like you have to get a real mask. It's not like just the old,
like a respirator type
car. Yeah, like the D9 or there's some code for it or something. Yeah.
I don't know. I actually feel like my exposure to people is fairly limited. Like I come in here and then I just go home and stay. But both my kids are at college. Like I feel like there's no escape. Like if it comes to America, like how are people? Because it's not just about you and how isolated you. I mean, I do right. still see my kids.
And you see us and everybody in this building.
Yeah, I know.
And these true. Reporters go everywhere and interview
I know.
Everybody in the world.
God, we got to keep the reporters out of here. That's ridiculous. Right. You guys stay over on the KCBS side.
Yeah, exactly.
God, set up like firewalls. We can't spread that around. Hey, one more question about like nerves before you. Because I'll tell you,
mm-hmm.
you know, just because it's really early. You know, only the hardcore people are listening right now. So sometimes, like, before I get on stage or...
probably jogging, lifting weights right now, the hardcore Alice
Yeah, the
listeners.
Hardcore Alice listeners.
Or driving
like,
to work.
When you're nervous about something that you've, like, prepared for and you're nervous about it, also the poop thing is, like, the nervous poop. Tom Petty even said that, like, before he passed, obviously,
mm-hmm.
that he would have, like, the pre-show poop.
Yeah.
Like, if you're up on the mountain,
yeah.
like, forget barfing. At least you can get that out and... You don't have to pull your pants down to do it.
Well, that's part of, like, pre-race prep, right? That's why you get up and jog as well.
And you're trying to move that along.
Yeah, you do not want to be stuck
You take,
up
like,
on the mountain.
Fiber and, like, things that'll make it happen so that you're super regular?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really have an issue with that. I mean, the only times that really is a problem is if you get, you know, high altitude, super dehydrated, and then it can be a problem. Then you got to start taking stuff. And
that's a total runner thing, too. Trying to get that done before your race.
Oh, yeah.
If you can do that like 5 minutes before your race, you're going to run really well.
That's yeah. the way, right? I mean, because yep. honest to God, what if you're
you
2 miles in and you're, mm-hmm. you got seven to go or, you know, whatever it is, and you're just like, oh no. Have you ever had to stop and
Side of the road? No. There are people, marathoners.
Yeah,
and stuff,
definitely.
But they have porta potties right along the side there. So you can just stop and take care of that if it happens.
And typically the first one is not the last one. If you sometimes like it's so the good thing with snow is you just pull off. I mean, I've done it in with my skis on. You just drop trowel and you just pull off to the side and pull a little hole and bam, like, and get the rest out. Because sometimes, you know, you want it all. Like, I'm a guy who wants everything evacuated before.
You've number two'd in the snow before?
Oh, yeah.
Like, actually, sounds like many times.
When I went to Iceland 2 years ago, this is bad.
All right.
We were filming, so I wasn't competing. It's a little bit different. But filming, you know, you're out helicopter skiing and it's weird hours and
been dropped off and there are no facilities.
Yes. And so I skied this peak, and I was alone on the peak. They dropped me off and they take the helicopter over and
to shoot it
Shoot it and all that stuff. And I was filming with these two other skiers and they were like, okay, you ski down there. And so I skied it and they filmed it. And then they're like, we got to set the photographer up over here. The video guy, we're going to drop. Now we're going to take these girls over and they're going to ski this peak and then we'll come and get you. So I'm down in this, I ski down, they film it. I'm in this beautiful valley and I'm just kind of chilling, waiting for them to do their thing. It's a nice day. And I'm like, oh man, I got to take a Duke. So I drop trow and I have my skis on because it's like, there's no one around. I mean, right. I don't even have to like tuck in. There's no trees anyway. I'm just in the middle of this incredible environment.
You just dig a little hole.
I think I'm looking
your...
down this fjord. I didn't even dig a hole, just down. I mean, no one's going to see this. I'm like literally no one's accessing this area.
Like, do you have some napkins with you or something?
Well, no, but that's why you got to get the really deep Asian squat. Like, yeah. You know, like where you get it, you get it wide, you get a thing, and then there's nothing for it to hang on.
Oh.
Right? That's why you do that.
I mean,
And snow works really well for that. So you just use your hand in snow and
Yeah, you sure.
Got snow. You're there.
I didn't even think of that.
It's like a bidet. It's like a natural bidet.
Okay.
So I'm down there.
Yep.
And I'm like,
oh no.
In the thing.
Yep.
And I'm, you know, I look down and I'm checking to make sure everything's clear and finished. I get up and I ski down and I'm like, oh, snap. I got a GoPro on my head. That's right.
So you looked at it. It's all, you were looking at it, kicking snow over.
Yeah, I'm doing
it.
My
oh,
thing.
Oh, boy.
And that GoPro probably is for the production team,
it was,
right?
It was. I never even witnessed it. I sent it back to them and didn't even tell them. They were watching that thing and they were like, oh, yeah.
Did you hear about it? Did they say, hey,
absolutely.
Nice shot?
Yeah, nice shot. Thanks.
Oh, wow.
Thanks for the shot.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I mean, the things that GoPros catch, right?
That's
one
right. Well, you forget you're wearing them. I mean, all right. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be right back. Johnny Mosley sitting in for the very sick Vinny Crackhorn tonight.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.